Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address Rajya Sabha on West Asia conflict and India's stand on the issue. Supreme Court rules that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. Farmers' income increased up to 8 times due to centre's sustained efforts, says Union Agriculture Minister. Scrutiny of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry is underway. 66 people killed in Colombian military aircraft crash, rescue operations underway. And in Miami Open tennis, Belarusian player Arina Sabalenka reaches quarterfinals in Florida. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing the Rajya Sabha on the ongoing conflict in West Asia and to explain India's position on the issue. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
3 सप्ताह से अधिक का समय हो चुका है. इस युद्ध ने पूरे विश्व में गंभीर ऊर्जा संकट पैदा कर दिया है. भारत के लिए भी ये स्थिति चिंताजनक है. इस युद्ध से हमारे व्यापार के रास्ते प्रभावित हो रहे हैं. इससे पेट्रोल, डीजल, गैस और फर्टिलाइजर जैसे जरूरी सामान की रूटीन सप्लाई प्रभावित हो रही है. गल्फ देशों में करीब 1 करोड़ भारतीय रहते हैं, वहां काम करते हैं. उनके जीवन और आजीविका की सुरक्षा भी भारत के लिए बहुत बड़ी चिंता है. होर्मुज़ स्ट्रेट में दुनिया के अनेक जहाज फंसे हैं. उनमें बहुत बड़ी संख्या में भारतीय क्रू मेंबर्स हैं. ये भी भारत के लिए एक बड़ी चिंता का विषय है. ऐसी विकट परिस्थिति में आवश्यक है कि भारत की संसद के इस उच्च सदन से शांति और संवाद की एकजुट आवाज पूरे विश्व में जाए. सभापति जी, युद्ध की शुरुआत के बाद से मैंने पश्चिम एशिया के ज्यादातर देशों के राष्ट्राध्यक्षों के साथ 2 राउंड फोन पर बात की है. हम गल्फ के सभी देशों के साथ लगातार संपर्क में हैं. हम ईरान, इजराइल और अमेरिका के साथ भी संपर्क में हैं. हमारा लक्ष्य डायलॉग और डिप्लोमेसी के माध्यम से क्षेत्र में शांति की बहाली का है. हमने डी एस्केलेशन और हॉर्मुज़ स्ट्रेट खोले जाने पर भी उनसे बात की है. कमर्शियल जहाजों पर हमला और हॉर्मुज़ स्ट्रेट जैसे अंतर्राष्ट्रीय जलमार्ग में रुकावट अस्वीकार्य है. भारत ने नागरिकों पर, सिविल इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर, एनर्जी और ट्रांसपोर्ट से जुड़े इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर पर हमलों का विरोध किया है. भारत डिप्लोमेसी के जरिए युद्ध के इस माहौल में भी भारतीय जहाजों के सुरक्षित आवागमन के लिए सतत प्रयास कर रहा है. भारत ने इस समस्या के समाधान के लिए संवाद का ही रास्ता सुझाया है. इस युद्ध में किसी के भी जीवन पर संकट मानवता के हित में नहीं है. इसलिए भारत का सतत प्रयास सभी पक्षों को जल्द से जल्द शांतिपूर्ण समाधान के लिए प्रोत्साहित करने का है.
You are listening to the Prime Minister addressing the Rajya Sabha on the West Asia conflict. On to other news. The Supreme Court has ruled that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. The court clarified that conversion to any other religion such as Christianity results in the immediate and complete loss of scheduled caste status. Upholding an order of the Andhra Pradesh High Court, the Supreme Court held that once a person converts to Christianity and actively professes and practices that faith, they can no longer be regarded as a member of a scheduled caste. A bench comprising Justices P.K. Mishra and Manmohan further ruled that a Dalit individual who converts to Christianity cannot claim protection under the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes Prevention of Atrocities Act. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the income of farmers in the country has increased significantly due to the sustained efforts made by the central government. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Chauhan said incomes of farmers have not only doubled but in several cases have tripled and even increased up to 8 times. He said the food grain production in the country has increased by 44% since 2014.
Many farmers' incomes have doubled, and not just doubled, for many farmers it has tripled, for some quadrupled, and for some it has even increased eightfold. We increased the budget from 19,306 crore rupees during their time to over 1,30,000 crore rupees. And if we include agriculture and all the allied sectors, the budget is over 5 lakh crore rupees.
The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on the Finance Bill 2026. The bill seeks to give effect to the financial proposals of the central government for the financial year 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had moved the bill in the House yesterday. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today announced 5 reforms as part of Indian Railways' resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister announced reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, change of train boarding, salt transportation, automobile transportation and quality of construction. Highlighting the reforms in cancellation of tickets and refund rules, Mr. Vaishnav informed that only minimum flat cancellation charge per passenger will apply to tickets cancelled more than 72 hours before the departure of the train. He added that 25% of the fare will be levied as a cancellation charge for tickets cancelled less than 72 hours and up to 24 hours before the train departure. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Scrutiny of nomination papers for Assam, Keralam and Puducherry assembly elections is taking place today. The filing of nomination papers ended yesterday. The last day for withdrawal of candidature is Thursday. Single-phase polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held on the 9th of next month. Counting of votes will be held on the 4th of May. Meanwhile, campaigning has intensified in Keralam as the nomination filing process concluded. In Puducherry, battle lines are drawn for a fierce electoral contest in the Union Territory. Similarly, in Assam, political activity has intensified with candidates from all major political parties reaching out to voters seeking public support. In West Bengal, to ensure free, fair and peaceful upcoming assembly elections, approximately 1,920 companies comprising CAPF, armed forces of other states and Indian Reserve battalions will be deployed in phases. Out of this total, 300 companies of CAPF are scheduled to arrive by March the 31st. In Colombia, a military transport plane with 128 people on board crashed shortly after taking off in Puerto Leguizamo yesterday, killing at least 66 people and leaving dozens injured. General Hugo Alejandro Lopez Barreto said the airplane had 128 people on board, including 115 from the army, 11 crew members and 2 from the national police. Barreto said 57 people were evacuated. He added that 4 military personnel are still missing. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he has directed the Department of War to temporarily postpone planned strikes against major energy and electricity targets in Iran. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump said the decision has been taken based on preliminary conversations between the United States and Iran over the past 2 days. Israeli strikes continued on the ground in Lebanon, even as U.S. President Donald Trump announced a ceasefire proposal for Iran, an airstrike on a residential apartment building in Bechamoun, approximately 10 kilometers southeast of Beirut, killed at least 2 people and wounded 5 others in the early hours today. The Lebanese Health Ministry reports more than 1,039 have been killed and nearly 2,876 wounded since fighting intensified on the 2nd of March. A report.
Israeli Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich made the most explicit call yet for seizing Lebanese territory, declaring that Israel's new border must extend to the Litani River. While the Israeli military insists its operation in southern Lebanon remained limited and targeted, troops have been advancing into border villages, engaging in direct clashes with Hezbollah, and destroying key infrastructure. The Qasmi Bridge linking the southern cities of Tyre and Sidon has been destroyed. Lebanese officials warn these moves signal preparation for a broader ground offensive. The United Nations Peacekeeping headquarters in Nakura was also struck by a projectile, believed to have been fired by a non-state actor. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun has called for direct talks to end the war, and the government has officially outlawed Hezbollah military activity in an attempt to de-escalate. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has extended his greetings to all ranks of the Assam Rifles on the occasion of their raising day. In a social media post, the Defence Minister said the force has played a vital role in the country's security apparatus by safeguarding border areas. He lauded their unwavering commitment to ensuring the security of the northeastern part of the country and described their service as highly commendable. At the Miami Open Tennis, Belarusian Arina Sabalenka continued her dominant run by reaching the quarterfinals with a straight sets win over Chinese Chang Xin-Wan. Sabalenka secured a 6-3, 6-4 victory in 1 hour and 25 minutes, extending her strong head-to-head record against Chang. While Chang showed flashes of brilliance, Sabalenka handled the pressure well and took control at key moments. With this win, Sabalenka reached her 15th consecutive WTA quarterfinal, a milestone last achieved by Justine Henin between 2006 and 2008. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast hot and humid weather over Kerala and Mahe for the next 2 days. The weather agency also predicted thunderstorms and lightning over Andhra Pradesh, Marathwada, interior Karnataka, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and northeastern states. Till tomorrow. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired a high-level review meeting in view of recent global and regional security developments. The review comes as the ongoing West Asia conflict enters its fourth week, significantly disrupting global trade routes, particularly through the Strait of Hormuz. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh Kethrapathy attended the meeting. Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh, Secretary of the Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman of the Defence Research and Development Organisation, Sameer Kamat and Secretary of the Department of Defence Production Sanjeev Kumar were also present. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses the Rajya Sabha on key aspects of ongoing West Asia conflict, explains India's position on the issue. Supreme Court rules that only individuals belonging to Hindu, Sikh or Buddhist faiths are eligible to claim scheduled caste status. Farmers' income increased up to 8 times due to centre's sustained efforts, says Union Agriculture Minister. Scrutiny of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry underway. 66 people killed in Colombian military aircraft crash. Rescue operations underway. And in Miami Open tennis, Belarusian player Arina Sabalenka reaches quarterfinals in Florida. And with that, we end the midday news.